more I think about it, it's actually bizarre that it actually, in this case, has arisen at all. When you consider that Brexit was 3 years in negotiations, it's mind-boggling to think that the Department of the Marine, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority and the government never thought of this before Brexit actually happened. What the situation is that there is quite a large number now of Irish-owned UK-registered vessels along the Donegal coast and indeed along the entire Irish coast that now are restricted to landing in either Kilkenny or Castletown there because of EU requirements. And, you know, for this case of arisen, it's just crazy. It means a very serious situation for quite a lot of Donegal fishermen. We could have eggs on the port to get land into and vessels that maybe aren't fit to reach killing eggs.
Was it an issue that seemed to be known by the powers that be long before this deal was done and was effectively swept under the carpet?
Yes, definitely would have been. You know, this situation has arisen over the last number of years where as EU quotas continue to bite in for Irish fishermen, the cost of getting involved in fishing for young people and for older crew, older men as well, have been prohibitive because of EU regulations. And a way around this is that fishermen could buy a boat in England, registered in England, and the costs were substantially less. Now, I believe that the department was quite happy to allow the situation to continue because it meant that they didn't have to deal with those fishermen. And it also meant that additional quota was brought into Ireland because their catch would be counted as part of the English quota. Now, they turned a blind eye to it then and facilitated it, but now, because it's, England has left the EU, it has left them in a quandary.
Now, you're saying that at least seven ports, more ports, should be designated Donegal alone. How realistic really is that going forward? Would we be lucky to even get one or two extra ones when all this is said and done?
Well, the big danger is going to be that the department and the government are only going to designate one or two extra ports in the entire country, which won't be adequate and will mean that this problem will continue on. The reality is that under EU law, the Irish government can designate as many ports as they want, as they wish. They can also make those ports particular to English registered vessels as well. And that's already provided for under the EU law, and the Irish government should be doing it.